This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The biggest employer in America reports that sales were only okay. Let's connect this with other information about the U.S. economy with Diane Swonk, chief economist at Mesirow Financial in Chicago. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
So we have Walmart. They turned a profit, but sales were down in the U.S. They're blaming the hike in payroll taxes and maybe the bad weather.
Yeah, we have seen a lot of retailers have to do a heavy discounting in response to the weather, particularly in March. We had 20 to 30 degrees below normal temperatures across the country, so no one was really out there buying Easter bonnets for the Easter holiday in the month of March. We did see retail sales do a little better in the month of April, but again, today's CPI numbers show consumers are very cautious on what they spend on, and it's got to be on discount.
Now, there were some housing figures that seemed a bit disappointing.
They certainly were disappointed. We did see not only a downward draft in housing starts almost entirely in the South and downward revisions to the previous month. The good news is there's a ray of hope that this is a temporary swoon because we saw permits surge, of course, again in the South. So there could have been some weather-related issues that slowed down those starts. We know we've overshot on housing and inventories are incredibly tight right now. There is a lot of support to build.
You're building a picture of a quieter second quarter for the U.S. economy.
Absolutely. What we're seeing is the U.S. economy is moderated after a strong start to the year. The good news is we're not falling off the cliff. The bad news is I'm still cautious because many of the sequester cuts have been delayed and deferred because, frankly, a lot of people in government didn't think their own government would do it to them, and they're going to now hit as we go into the summer.
Diane Swonk, Mesirow Financial, thank you very much.
Thank you.